This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials pleaded for more help from the West on Friday, including quicker deliveries of weapons to hold off better armed Russian forces at a critical time in the battle in the East. Heavy fighting was still being reported in Severodonetsk, the small eastern city that has become the focus of Russia's advance and one of the bloodiest flashpoints in a war that has increased financial and physical hardship around the world. With the war in the East now primarily an artillery battle in which Kiev is severely outgunned by Moscow, Ukrainian officials say the tide of events could be turned only if the West fulfills promises to send more and better weaponry, including rocket systems, that Washington and others have promised. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more from Kiev.
Ukraine uses from 5,000 to 6,000 artillery shells every day. And basically, Ukraine really needs this long-range systems in order to increase the attack on the artillery system of Russia and to make it more successful and quicker.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for more actions from Europe to support Ukraine and stop Russian aggression. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking via video link from Kiev at Copenhagen's Democracy Summit, Zelensky says European countries must not hesitate to cut off any relations with Russia. He warns the European system can lose if words are not backed up with actions. Zelensky's call for Europe to support Ukraine's bid to join the EU is echoed by the President of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, also in Copenhagen.
It is high time that it is also given the real opportunity to join our European project.
This is VOA News. On Thursday, the first shipments of millions of bottles of Australian baby formula landed in the United States. Yet the formula shortage continues, with women going to extreme measures to feed their babies. Senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Prezutti reports.
He's excited. Yeah.
One-year-old George crawls and coos as he reaches for his bottle. He's in for a treat this morning. His morning formula is mixed with cereal. Mom Lindsay Cates is slowly transitioning to whole milk as she shows us her last carton of formula.
Would go to the next grocery store and then go to the next grocery store, and I would send my husband out on little manhunts to, you know, check out the CVS, the Target, the Whole Foods to see if we could still get it.
Last month, formula started disappearing from store shelves. Supply chain issues were blamed. Contamination and recalls led to the closure of the nation's largest formula producer, Abbott Laboratories of Michigan. Moms resorted to Facebook and the drastic decision to buy breast milk from strangers.
I'm a mom of five.
Heather Christian of Minnesota, with six-week-old Isabel Jadry, is selling her breast milk for $1 an ounce. One customer buys $50 worth a week.
You can't produce any milk, and you can't go buy the formula because it's not there. What are you going to do to feed your baby?
Abbott's Michigan baby formula plant is now open, but Amy David, who teaches supply chain management at Purdue University, predicts shortages will continue to September.
We also know that some of the ingredients used in baby formula are going to be harder and harder to get because of other things going on in the world, such as the dependence on sunflower oil from Ukraine.
By the time formula cans fill the shelves again, George and other wee ones will be moving on to soft food and cow's milk to grow big and strong. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, Washington.
The Vatican said Friday Pope Francis's July 2nd to 7th trip to the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan has been indefinitely postponed because the 85-year-old pontiff's knee ailment. The condition has forced him to use a wheelchair for the last month or so. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials pleaded for more help from the West on Friday, including quicker delivery of weapons to hold off better armed Russian forces at a critical time in the battle in the East. Heavy fighting is still being reported in Severodonetsk, a small eastern city that's become the focus of Russia's advance and one of the bloodiest flashpoints in a war that has increased financial and physical hardship around the world. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.